Residents are being very vocal in their opposition to the extension of the operation of a gravel pit in Cramie Township. The municipal council held a special meeting Tuesday evening to hear from residents on the expansion by Fidelity Property Group. They currently own and operate a pit on Telephone Road from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturday morning. An application to the Ministry of Natural Resources seeks to expand to 24 hours Monday through Friday, with the possibility of Sundays and holidays. HMBC, an urban design and landscape architectural group representing Fidelity, sent the township a letter on January 17th outlining Fidelity's intentions. That letter stated the hours of change were needed for the crucial operations of expanding Highway 401 in the region and to locate an asphalt plant to the site. Yet residents at the special council meeting spoke against the expansion, indicating the trucks traveling down the road are already too noisy. Shirley Bird is taking issue with the tailgate banging.
The noise alone of the tailgates banging is constant, which is very disruptive during the day. I can't imagine what it's going to be at nighttime. With that happening all the time.
Joshua Bell, who lives right next to the gravel pit, says he can't walk his dog on their 12-acre property because the noise is too great.
I can't even walk my dog without him tucking his tail between his legs when a tailgate smashes. Not only that, the truck's going back and forth past our front window. He's on the couch all the time, whining and barking and stuff.
Speaker after speaker expressed to council their opposition to the application. Deputy Mayor Sandra Arthur stated she heard residents' concerns about the expansion. She says she could not support Fidelity's application because they have not been forthcoming with information to the township.
100%, I can't support it for the reason of the lack of information that had come forward.
Cramie Township has until Friday to submit comments on the noise aspect of Fidelity's application. That comment package, expected to include residents' emails and documents, will be considered by the provincial government. Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.